Chris Brokaw, and you are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT in Pittsburgh, PA.
All right, time now in the WRCT studios is 7:58. My name is DJ Slowbro. This is the end of my show named Anger Management. Right now in the background, you're hearing Sound Dimension, Jamaica Soul Shake Volume 1. A track called Loveland. Before that, you heard Slave Dub from the great Wacky's release Nature's Dub. And before that, you heard Ladysmith Black Mambazo with Shoshaloza from Long Walk to Freedom. I believe we'll be bringing you live coverage of CMU's buggy races in just a few moments. But until then, stay tuned. I'll keep the music going for you right here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Okay. Number one. Kono no numero one.
So kono no numero one.
Oh,
Watching me, watching you, watching who, watching why. Away, yeah, yo. Watching me, watching you, watching who, watching why. Away, yeah, yo. Watching me, watching you, watching who, watching why. Away, yeah, yo. Watching me, watching you, watching who, watching why. Away, yeah, yo.
Hey! watching you. They're watching, 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 watching me. They're watching, 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 watching you. There was a time when I could step outside and clear my head and marvel at the stars in the night. But nowadays it seems to be the bullets fly without a reason. Check the wrong from the right. They're watching, 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 watching me. They're watching, 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 watching you. They're watching, 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 watching me. They're watching, 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 watching you. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. We're about to cut over to live coverage of CMU's buggy event at Spring Carnival. Keep it locked right here, WRCT Pittsburgh.
We've got Annie Zhang driving Rays. Justine is pushing her hard in lane one with driver Selena. It's a good race. It looks like SDC is picking up the lead here, getting ready to come up into the hill 1-2 transition. Pushers are set. They're neck and neck. They're running out of steam. Big shoves. Here we go. Hill 2. Buggy races have started, everybody. Cresting the hill. Spirit takes the lead. Spirit with a big lead, getting ready to shove into hill 2. Right in front of us, we have Seraph, which is Spirit B. Every year, Spirit comes out with great new paint jobs. It looks like this year they've gone with a classic racing scheme. They have checkered push bars. They're crossing the first transition, coming into the first turn. Spirit is ahead of Rage. It looks like they're keeping a nice tight line through the first transition, coming up to second transition. At the second transition, they're going to keep their eye on the flagger and cross the road. That's why we call it a transition. Here they come. Cross Phipps. Heading down past the monument. Nice and tight. Let's see what our line looks like. It's an early entry. Just keeping it tight. Nice tight at the apex. Moderate release. Very nice line. Rage goes wide near the bales. Hangs on to it, though. Seraph coming to the rollout. Spirit B. Hill 3. Hill 3 for Spirit is Jillian. Jillian gives it a good shove. She's ahead of SDC by about 10 yards. Another shove. Here's the transition. It looks like it's going to be a good transition. Jillian shoves it off to Chisholm. Chisholm is the Hill 4 for Spirit, and she's being followed by Tahana, SDC B. Chisholm has a big lead. Looks like Spirit B has taken it away here on Hill 4. Really muscling through it, getting ready for the Hill 5 transition. We are at the end of Baker. She's reached the transition. And here's the shove. Hill 5, going to the finish. Take it down. Gemma Easterling on Hill 5 for Spirit. Okay, we're at the finish. Woo. She touched the push bar, she's in legally. After Hill 5, the buggies need to complete what's called a drop test, where the buggies are ensured that their brakes are working properly. It looks like Spirit may have lost a fairing in the chute on their right wheel. Seraph is the buggy that is being wheeled to the line right now. It's got a number 3 painted on it. I asked the Spirit chair what that number 3 signified, and she couldn't tell me. Maybe we can ask Spirit at some point what that means. It's a pretty good race. Spirit took it away on the back hills, though. Really strong hill four. Looks like it could be a pretty good time for a women's race. So welcome to Buggy, everybody. The women's races have begun. Up next is going to be Fringe C and CIAB. Fringe C is racing Blizzard, which is Fringe's new buggy from last year. And CIAB is going to be racing Firebird, which is CIA's new buggy this year. It's got a really nice paint job. It's got a great Firebird on the back of it in red. Driving for Fringe C, we're going to have Jess Thurston. Hill 1 is going to be Larissa Atamian. Hill 2 is going to be Janice Weinberg. And Hill 3 is going to be Liz Mullen. Hill 4, Kylie Thompson. And Hill 5, Jess Banks. Jess Banks used to drive for Fringe, and now she's going to be pushing Hill 5. CIAB, driving is Ruby Chen. Hill 1 is Erica Bannon. Hill 2 is Eileen Dinnan. Just an update, it looks like Spirit B has passed the drop test successfully, and they're very excited about that. Sorry I don't have a time for you. I was too excited about the start of Buggy. Finishing up CIA's pusher order, we have Helen Vincent Zhang on Hill 3, who also drives for CIA, and Maureen Tang on 4, with Monica Ware finishing up on 5.
Well, thank you, Tom, and from my up here at the booth, we'd like to officially start WRCT's coverage of Buggy 2006.
2006?
Of course, a really an assembling of CMU's media powerhouses. WRCT, along with CMU TV, providing some great video feed of the race, and also the ESM N-System multicast team to all our internet viewers. So really, Buggy, big in the Carnegie Mellon universe, but also big in the entire universe as we're going worldwide this morning. I'm Mike Rossman up here on the top of the hill, joined by Mr. John Senanoff and Mr. Steve Caroli.
How you doing, Mike?
Pretty good this morning. It's been a great carnival so far down in the truck. You already heard Mr. Tom Kelleher. The first run, Tom, is joining us on the broadcast for the first time this year. And also down at the starting line is Mr. Howard Smith on the wireless mic. So if you'd like to contribute your own thoughts to WRCT and CMU TV and the ESM's broadcast of Buggy 06, go talk to Howard.
And let's just give you an early update on the King of the Hill standings here early. Spirit B in the lead after the first straight with a time of 23:45 up that first hill. So good job to them. We're going to continue here with our next race pretty soon.
Coming up to the line, we have CIA on the line. Looks like Firebird is ready to go.
And some unofficial times from the previous heat. Spirit B at 2:46:16 and SDC B at 3:01:01. So we'll keep you updated to the AFIO leaderboard as the morning progresses.
Fringe's buggy is coming out now. Blizzard is the blue buggy. CIA is the black buggy with a red Firebird on its back.
Do you think they'll float the taco, Tom?
I don't know what that means. It looks like they're suspending the buggy over the line, probably trying to keep some sort of advantage with the preparation of their wheels. And it's some tactic that the teams use to get every little bit of edge on race day, looking for every split second. Buggies are down.
Howard, can you give us a sense of what's going on at the start line?
Yeah. You guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
We can hear you. Everyone can hear you, Howard.
Exciting atmosphere here down on the start line as we get ready for the second race. Everyone here in anticipation for it.
This might be a really close race. These teams are fairly evenly matched, both in buggies and pushers.
And we've got the one-minute warning here.
1 minute warning.
And of course, this broadcast, one of 2 days for us here at Buggy, hopefully. Of course, we always hope with the weather we'll cooperate, and you can hear us once again tomorrow morning, 8 o'clock, we'll be back on. Whether you like it or not, we're going to be here.
As we're getting set to run the race here. 30 seconds. So I believe...
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set!
And they're off. Fringe C and CIAB, they've started the race They're pushing hard. It looks like they're both using the bump and run technique where you give the buggy a big shove and then try and catch up to it. It's a really tight race. It looks like Fringe C has taken the lead. The lane one starts earlier than the third lane, lane one being on the right side of the course. She's taking quite a good lead for having started behind. Larissa's really pushing hard, getting ready to shove into the hill two transition. She's shoving to Janice Weinberg, who is also a driver. Janice is, as you can see, a little bit short for the buggy, but she's doing it in her all, coming across hill two into the turn, ready for the free roll. Come on, Janice. And she shoved it away. Away goes Blizzard. CIA is behind her. She just shoved it now. It took about 46 seconds to get across the hill, 1-2 there. Blizzard is in front of Firebird. Firebird's push bar has dropped. CIA has some of the most unique buggies in sweepstakes. They have a really great feature, which is that their push bars drop. Oh, it looks like their push bar is just raised. Usually they like to wait until they get down to the bottom of hill three to start that. The buggies are pretty tight. It looks like CIAB is catching up, though. She might have to make a decision here on which side to pass. She is choosing. She's looking on the inside. She's right behind Blizzard. She's chosen the right side of Blizzard. She's going to try and pass on the inside through the chute. CIAB Firebird is right behind Blizzard. Blizzard takes a pretty regular line. CIA likes to go wide and then tight. They're through the chute. Blizzard is still in front. CIA is right on her tail. Looks like she's drafting. It's like NASCAR, folks. Now she's choosing the inside again. She might try and pass on the... Oh, my gosh, she's right on her butt. They're right one neck and neck. And Blizzard rolls out a good 8 windows, a really great roll. 156 to the pickup. They are on the back hills, both Hill 3 pushers. Liz Mullen for Fringe and Helen Zhang for CIA. Helen also drives. Here comes the transition into 4. And the shoves. They shoved at the exact same time. They're right next to each other. What a race, folks. Hill 4 is Kaylee Thompson for Fringe and Maureen Tang for CIA. They are right neck and neck. They're so close, I can't tell who's in front. It looks like CIA is using the one-hand method. She's not shoving as much. Looks like the form on the Hill 4 for Fringe is really excellent. She's given it full shoves and full running. She is taking the lead here on 4. Fringe has picked it up. Fringe C ahead of CIAB. It looks like Fringe's pushers are pulling through here. Really good race, guys. Coming up to Hill 5, Jess Banks, there's the shove. Jess, also a driver, the push bar is up around her neck. That's how high it is on her. She's really, look at her smiling. She's really into this. She's taking it away here on 4 or 5. It looks like Fringe pulled it out. Their buggy stayed in front through the chute. Didn't let the pass happen. Here comes Jess Banks. 3 minutes now. She's probably going to end up with about 3:10. Great race, though, from two B and C teams of the independent organizations. Try and give everybody a chance to push a buggy here. And here comes the finish. Right about 3:14, completely unofficial. Great race, though. Really exciting run. Drivers did a great job, held their lines. That was fun to watch.
Yeah, what a race, Tom. We got to see some passing down there in the bottom of the chute, huh? Don't get to see it too often.
They actually didn't pull off the pass. CIA trailed all the way through the chute, caught up just at Hill 3. Fringe outrolled CIA, but a good 5 windows, and then the pushers took it away from there. This really shows you how important the balance is in buggy between having fast buggies and having fast pushers. Very few teams can accomplish this. Many teams come to buggy a little less prepared than others, and make up for it with excellent athletics, great push teams. This year we're looking to see what Beta and Spirit can pull out. They didn't make it too many free rolls this year. Spirit was busy building, and Beta was, I guess, otherwise occupied. They are athletes, of course, but their pushers look very pumped. We saw some good-looking times from both Beta and Spirit, men's teams as well as women's teams on truck weekend.
And Tom, our team from the previous heat are undergoing their drop test right now on the side of the hill.
It looks like
Skibo Gym.
It looks like Blizzard has passed with flying colors. Didn't even go halfway through the zone. And they're picking it up and moving it now. Amen. Coming up next for the drop test, CIA. They're at the drop line. I wonder if her push bar coming up in the first transition affected her speed at all. She was probably within a few buggy lengths.
closed through first transition, and then Fringe picked it up on the downhill portion and took it away. CIA has also passed their drop test without any problem whatsoever. Both those teams have very good safety records and very competent mechanics. They also spend a lot of time preparing. CIA and Fringe both come out to pretty much every free roll and every push practice. And they both have successfully completed it, and both have logged their times. Do you have an idea what their times are?
We're getting that right now.
I think it was about 3:16 for Fringe, and something about 3:21 for CIA.
That's 3:15:32 for Fringe and 3:21 for CIA. So.
Of course, I'd like to thank the great people of AFIO for providing us and everybody with the times on the unofficial scoreboard. Of course, we'll wait for the official times from the sweepstakes committee once the races are reviewed by the judges. Obviously, as always, these are just the
unofficial
times.
And King of the Hill update here, I guess. Fringe C clocked in at 28:20 up the hill, so that means Spirit B remains in the lead for the King of the Hill title for the women's side. I guess it'd be Queen of the Hill.
Queen of the Hill.
Yeah, sorry.
I'd say that competitively, those times weren't great, but man, what a great race to watch.
So we have our first three-team race here coming up.
Triple threat coming up, huh?
Beta, Signu, and SigEp, correct?
Most of the women's races run with two buggies, I guess for safety reasons, but sometimes they like to pile them in. So we're going to have a three-way race this time. Beta A and SigEp A should be teams to watch. Sometimes women's can be very unpredictable. You don't always know what organizations can pull together in teams of pusher strength. I have it on a good account that most of the members of Beta's push team, women's push team, is from the basketball team. And SigEp is going to be rolling with their new buggy, Pandora. I'm sorry, I take that back. It looks like they have Shrek at the line. If you notice, Shrek has buttons on its hatch, sort of reminiscent of the movie character Shrek, played by Michael.
We're down to 30 seconds.
Mike Myers.
Looks like we're getting ready to start here. Pushers are at the line. Signu is holding their buggy above the line, trying to shave every last second off the free roll. Lane 1, we're going to have Beta A with Problem Child, driven by Elizabeth Ungerman. Lane 2, Signu B, Skua with Rakaduta. And
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set.
And they're off. Here we go, guys. This is the third heat of the race. SigEp giving it a strong effort. Looking good. Looks like they're pulling away from Signu B. It's going to be Beta A and SigEp A coming up strong the line here. SigEp A is being pushed by Erica Crevoy and driven by Ryan Swick. And, oh, they're really close. This is going to be really tight across the line. Let's see what their Hill 2s can do. Transition coming up. About 22 seconds up the Hill 1. Big, big shove from Hill 1. SigEp really gave the Hill 2 an advantage. She's chugging away. Here they come. It looks like Beta's Hill 2 is really taking it away, though. Took the lead right there. Missed the shove a little bit. SigEp shoved late. SigEp got beat on Hill 2 there, it looks like. And Beta is in the lead with Problem Child coming up to first transition. It took about, I missed the time there, probably about 40 seconds to get through the two hills there. Beta in the lead with Problem Child. A blue buggy with silver stripes on it. Got a slide out rig. This buggy is what we call a reverse trike. It's got two wheels in front and one in back. A number of teams have been following the lead of some of the faster teams and going with a reverse trike design. Not always necessarily the fastest, but definitely very competitive. Beta's line looks a little squiggly. She might be having some trouble with the steering. Hopefully she can see okay. They're through the first transition flag right now, coming past the monument. Beta has really tore away. It looks like Signu's going to be passing SigEp back by the monument. Beta hits the flag at 125. Really tight line, though. Had to swerve a little bit there. Signu has completed the pass. She is wide with her line. SigEp is tight with her line. Signu completed the pass right at the chute. Beta comes up right now, 139 to window 0. Signu 141 at window 0, and SigEp at 143 window 0. Here come the pushers. Signu just blew away the rollout there. Looks like she got a good 7-8 windows. Beta picked up early, but it looks like they have a really athletic pusher coming up to the Hill 4 transition. She shoved at 155. Hill 4 for Beta is Melissa D'Angelo. The Hill 3 was Raylan Miles. Let's see what Melissa can pull here on Hill 4. She's looking very strong, keeping her stride. Good bump and run form for a team that doesn't practice very much, they look quite experienced at this. Maybe they've been keeping something from us. Coming up on the Hill 5 transition. She is pumped. She is jumping up and down. She's really excited. Here comes the shove. 223 was the shove. Hill 5 for Beta, Mulligan Burns. Mulligan is obviously not a basketball player. She's a little bit shorter, and she is doing her best. Looks like a soccer player to me. Going with the bump and run strategy on Hill 5. Keeping it close, though. Doesn't want to get a DQ. If you buggy crosses the line without Hill 5 on the push bar, you are disqualified. It's sad but true, and it has happened to teams in the past, including a winning time in 2004. It looks like she has crossed the line. I did not see. 2:53 looks like the time to me. Not a great time, but a great effort. And how about that, guys? We got our first pass of the day. Signu B passing Sigep A in the chute. Excellent driving by Rakaduda to make that pass happen. It looks to me like she passed on the inside. It was a little hard to see since I'm in the lead truck and we are up by the 18 buggies. But great driving all around, no accidents, and pleased to see everybody got through that safely.
Yeah, and of course over here with our video feed provided by CBU TV, we got to witness that pass ourselves. It was a nice technical execution down there in the bottom of the chute.
It sure was.
Could you see which side she passed on?
No, I didn't catch that.
Sometimes it's hard to make that decision, you know, because you're going to have to choose whether you go on the inside or the outside through the chute. But if you choose the outside, it means that as you come down by the monument, you have to be very careful because you might get squeezed against the curb. Has happened in the past. Some buggies have gotten tossed up on the curb by a team. When you're trying to pass another buggy, you are responsible for not hitting the buggy in front of you because they pretty much have no idea that you're behind them, and it's your job to keep clear. So if there is contact, typically it is the following buggy that is charged with a violation. Beta is at the line. Their women have run into problems before by being disqualified after having a winning time. Let's see how Beta does it this time. Here's the roll. Coming to the line. She has stopped. Beta has passed the drop test, and their time will be logged.
Thinking back to the pass, Tom, do you think it's true that maybe on the preliminary day, teams are less likely to try a pass in the chute than maybe they would in the finals day just to try to get through to the next morning of competition?
Well, honestly, trying a pass isn't really an option. You know, you don't get to choose because you don't break in buggy unless you have to, and you need to pull off a pass if you can do it. There's no reason why the drivers can't handle driving next to each other throughout the year. They practice pulling this off. In fact, they have to pass what's called a pass test, where a buggy is pushed down in front of them slower than they're going to be rolling, and they have to successfully execute and maintain their line. So they are qualified to do this, and they practice this. So no, I don't think that anybody would ever hold off trying to put a pass down on first day, especially if, like today, we have ominous weather for tomorrow. Every roll, you go out, you go your full strength.
And the times have been posted on the AFIO time board. Beta Pi A, 2:59.09. Signu B, 3:07.05. And Sigep A, 2:52.45. Those are the unofficial times posted on the AFIO time board.
You got to look at those times and look at Spirit's time, and you have to really start looking forward to Spirit A, because if their B team can put up a time of 2:41, that's very impressive. Fringe's winning time last year was 2:37, and it looks like Spirit A could be really competitive this year.
Of course, Spirit A and Shaka Zulu will be racing in the seventh heat against Pioneers A.
And we couldn't ask for better weather today. You know, we came in this morning with a little drizzle call for showers and storms, but couldn't ask for better weather right now. Forecast high is 71 degrees, so going to be looking nice as we hopefully can maintain the sunshine that we have out here today. But we do have a new leader in the Queen of the Hill, 23:06 for Sigep A.
Yeah, she had a great time. It looked like maybe their Hill 2 was their weak link, as Beta really took charge on Hill 2 to get that lead. Yes. Coming up at the line next, we have Fringe B, driven by Brazen. I'm sorry, Fringe B, the buggy is Brazen. I should know that. I actually built that buggy. Driving it is Hannah Rosenblum, and the Hill 1 is Karen Taylor.
We got 30 seconds.
AE Pi in lane 2 with Camo, driven by Laura Burton, and lane 1 KDRA Pyro. Ali Liu is the driver. Hill 1 is Kim. Kim, please forgive me, I can't pronounce your last name. And Claire
nine,
is the hill 1 for AE Pi.
Eight,
here's the count.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set.
There's the gun. They are off. It looks like AE Pi is having some trouble. Their buggy's pretty heavy. It's going to be Fringe and KDR. KDR is going with a one-hand pushing method, pumping her left arm. Fringe is doing the bump and run. And looks like KDR is up to the transition zone right now. A really good time. Close to Queen of the Hill. Looked like about 21 and change to me. Here's the hill 2. KDR leads with Pyro in front of Brazen. Fringe B. There's the shove. 31 seconds across the hill for KDR. Good time. And the shove for Fringe just now. So we're going to be looking at mostly KDR right now. Fringe is a good bit back, and I don't think AE Pi has rolled over the hill just yet. We're looking at Pyro, which is a reverse trike with a big outrig. I believe this buggy was built in 2002. It's a reverse trike style, similar to Pika and Signu and Fringe. It's got an aluminum push bar and a hard carbon shell, just like most of the buggies out here. We are now into first transition, coming across to the flag. KDR is looking pretty good, holding their lead just fine out in front, past the monument, getting ready for the shoot line. She hit the flag just now. Pretty tight line, close to the bales, easy release, no problems, smooth through the chute. Coming up on Window Zero, Brazen smoking, looks like she's picked up some ground. Window Zero, 135 for KDR, good rollout. She got burned, it looks like she has just caught up with it, one window short of the plug. She is cooking, she's got the one-hand method, getting ready for the shove to four. It was a great roll from KDR, really good rollout. One-handed, here's the shove on four right now, 152. Hill four, four, KDRA is Rachel Perry. Her shove came from Melina Yablinski. Hill four halfway up in the distance behind, we've got Fringe B passing Ann Stein to Liz Hill on four. KDR is taking it away. She's got another 10 feet to go before the transition. Hill five is getting ready. Hill five is Abigail Morrill. And the shove, 220 for KDR. Going to be a competitive time. Probably won't beat Spirit unless she really turns on the burners here. Here comes, apparently her name is actually Rachel. They may have switched their hill 4 with their hill 5 since Rachel is on hill 5. Trying to finish up 246, 247, 48, 49, about a 250. Pretty much not a competition there. It was an A-team against a B-team, an A-team pretty competitive time. They put up their 250. KDR is rolling down to the drop line right now. Nice smooth rolls, good driving that I saw. Looks like the drivers had some really nice rollouts. KDR has really picked up the pace ever since they've switched to reverse trikes from their old standards. And also since they've switched to new wheel technology. You may see a lot of buggies with different kinds of wheels on. The small 7-inch wheels are made by a scooter company. Some teams, including AE Pi, which is the only team that does this, they roll on what's called derby tires. Derby tires are from Soapbox Derby, and they were the standard buggy wheel for well over 30 years and represent old technology. But it's cool to see them rolling. Drop test right now, KDR's lined up.
And it's just great to see AE Pi back out competing this year after a pause last year. So, you know, the more teams out here, it's just great to see more competition.
And it's a really creative paint job they have on that buggy. Purple camouflage.
And John, how about an update on the King of the Hills, or Queen of the Hill standings?
Queen of the Hill, come on. They did not, KDR did not take the lead on that. They rolled in at 23:37. SIGUP still in the lead, 23:06 up that first hill.
So a lot of similar times, around 23, 24 seconds of the standard for the Queens of the Hill.
Yeah. but nonetheless a nice job in making it up that first hill. And it did look fast, but not fast enough to overcome Singap.
It's a good roll by KDR. They passed the drop test. They're taking the buggy back now. Here's Brazen. It has passed its drop test as well. And A.E. Pi at the line with Camouflage. Camo, pardon. Camo, driven by Laura Burton.
And of course, Camo with a camouflage paint job.
Of course. Well, I mean, what else would it be?
In our next heat, we'll have SDCA and Pika B racing Zeus. So we'll get to see how Pika is rolling this year.
Now, in our booth, we have Steve Caroli. Steve, you are a freshman, and this
I'm
is
freshman.
Your first time.
Yeah.
What is your initial impression of the buggy race?
This is crazy. I got to say, I've never experienced anything quite like this. It's a combination of so many different skills, I guess. It's quite
unique, is it not?
It's quite a unique thing.
Left you to
speechless. I'm speechless. This is the reason you come to Carnegie Mellon
this
University.
This is also Howard Smith's first time. Howard, what do you think of buggy for the first time?
Howard is also
Howard's
speechless.
Not there.
Well, guys, this isn't my first race day. I've been doing this since 1996 and still coming back because it really is a lot of fun to watch and cheer on your teams and see how the teams do every year. A lot of tradition. Buggy's been going on since the early 1920s. And why don't we take a quick moment here to take a look at how good teams have done in the past. This is Pike has won 4 years in a row with their men's team. Got a bit of a dynasty going on here. It's the first time Pike has ever won four in a row, but not the first time any team has done that before. ATO back in the 50s won seven sweepstakes in a row.
Seven straight.
That's a lot.
Which is quite a dynasty, and everyone always kind of wondered what gave them their edge, and the rumors it had something to do with the way that they treated their tires and how they prepped for race day.
That is under one minute to the next race. The AFIO time board has been updated from the last heat. KDRA in at 2:53.45, AEPIA in at 3:38.34, and Fringe B at 3:09.93.
And that's about a 12-second drop off of KDR's time from last year. As they rolled in at 2:41. So about a 12-second discrepancy in time from last year, a little slower.
Here they are at the line. SDCA, Pika B, should be a great race. Let's see what SDC can do. SDC's got some pretty quick buggies, probably the fastest standard trike buggies on the course. That means that they have two wheels in back and one in front. Pika rolls reverse trike, two in front, one in back. Only one of their wheels is in the front is protruding from the shell, though. They keep the other one inboard. Here's the count. And the gun, they're off. Pika B, SDCA. SDCA, the buggy is Addiction, bright yellow. Her driver is Mira Lin, and her hill one is Michelle Wong. It looks like Michelle Wong is pumped up and giving it her all. Great start for her. Really zipping along here. Pika B is driven by Melissa Lee. The buggy's name is Zeus, and the hill two is Ali Morrison. SDC is at the transition. 21 seconds, pretty good time for me. Looks like SDC is taking the lead by quite a bit here. They're going to have a pretty good time at hill two, 31 and change. Pika B behind. Not a great shove on Pika B. Doesn't look like she'll have a chance to catch up. But at this point in time, we're going to be looking at two of the top buggies in sweepstakes. Addiction followed by Zeus. Zeus is gold standard bearer for Pika, winning quite a few years. Has quite a history of one of the best buggies ever. After they built Zeus, they built a couple that looked just like it. That's how good it was. Addiction is holding its lead, coming up to second transition. We need to go faster because that buggy is getting real close, guys. These buggies are fast. And here they are at the first transition flag, 111. SDC is holding on to its lead, not giving anything up to Zeus. They had a really good shove, SDC did, at the shoot line. She's taking it real tight. She's super tight. She's at the bales. Late release. She's near the outer bales. Holds on to it, though. Zeus takes their tight line. No problems there. Zeus is catching up, though, right here. Looks like she's closing up the distance. Buggy's rolling out. Look at Zeus roll. Zeus almost caught up to Addiction there on the rollout. Both had pretty good rollouts. Call it six or seven. Really good rollouts for women's rolls. SDC getting ready for their shove. The hill three for SDC was Christine de Berthault, and the four is Andrea Price. They are smoking. Pika is pumped. They are behind them, and it's given them more incentive to run faster. Pika's hill four is Kristen Bevilacqua. Their hill three was Alex Gutschick. They are coming up near the end of hill four now. Pretty good times, 2:08 right now. Getting ready for SDC shove. SDC still in the lead. Pika's right behind her, trailing. Really, she should be in a separate lane. It looks like we've got a contact. We're going to have to review that. There might be some problems. It might cause a disqualification. Looks like SDC stayed in her lane, the hill four, but she was hit by the buggy behind her. Zeus did, in fact, contact the hill four pusher after she shoved. Hill four pusher did well to stay in her lane. Of course, that will be reviewed by the committee. We have it on videotape. And I'm sure the decision will be released at some time later. I did not catch a time on that. I was too excited about the collision.
They're looking at something around like 240, 243. So if that's the case and there's no problems, that would be a winning time or a first place time at this point.
Looks like Pika has rushed their buggy to the drop line. I don't really know what their hurry is. Zeus is getting ready to do their drop test here. Interesting to note, it looks like Pika may have changed their wheel technology in the last couple of years. They used to roll on 6-inch wheels made by Goodyear. And it looks like they have a pneumatic wheel in back. And they might be rolling on those same scooter wheels that everybody else rolls on in front.
All right, so we're going to go to Howard Smith with an interview here in a bit. He's going to jump in. He's having some issues hearing us, so he might just jump in on top of us, Tom. Just want to let you know that.
Excellent. Pika has just passed their drop test successfully. Interesting that the driver chose to stay behind the hill four pusher. There's a good chance, in my opinion, that Pika B will be disqualified for that contact. They are bringing their buggies back. Now SDC is bringing their buggy up to the line. I sure hope that SDC's hill four is all right. Sometimes a clip in the ankles like that can be quite painful. Buggies are traveling pretty fast, so someone is running full out, pushing them.
Of course, we can only speculate right now about disqualifications and any sort of re-rolls or possibly that could result. Obviously, all those decisions are decisions by the sweepstakes committee.
Absolutely.
They'll review the races.
And we do have a new Queen of the Hill time here, 22:01 for SDCA.
That's so more than a second.
Yeah, that is
more
a great
than a second
time
faster
up the hill. So good job then. Howard, are you ready? We have no Howard.
Howard isn't ready.
Well, They shut the speakers off down at the bottom of the hill, so he's having a hard time hearing us. So
SDC has passed their drop test as well successfully, so they will be able to log that time after review by the committee. And if I can get some insight as to what they think their decision is when they get back in the truck, I'll do so. That
we've got
sure
a 3-minute warning here. I think now may be a good time to remind our listeners and our patrons here at Sweepstakes.
True.
Every Tuesday night, they can hear more of this witty banter. And
you can't get enough of us.
Yeah.
I mean, who can?
Great sports talk at 10 p.m. on Sportsline, Carnegie Mellon's premier sports talk show.
We talk about all the big issues on Tuesday nights.
Everything. You want to talk about the Pirates, Barry Bonds, you know, the Penguins, Pittsburgh's best team?
You want to talk about politics, you can call in, too.
We talk about everything. There's no holds barred.
And, of course, at RCD, we're not just about sports. We have some great business talk as
That's
well.
Right.
Isn't that right, guys?
After the Bell airs also at 7 p.m. on Tuesdays, starring yours truly and Steve Carolli and a number of other characters. And we've, you know, have some great business talk, great business interviews. And tune in then. 2 minutes now.
Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can, Howard.
All right. Finally got it working here. And I'm here with Misty of Kappa. And Misty, what are your expectations here for this next heat for Kappa?
Well, we're just really excited that we have our first guy buggy driver, Peter Lynch, supporting our buggy. So if everyone can please cheer on Peter and Ursula, we'd appreciate it. So go Kappa!
All right, good luck, Missy.
Yeah. Very
and we're getting ready here.
Very enthusiastic. That's what I like to hear.
That's what buggy's all about, is enthusiasm and excitement.
Yeah, of course, Kappa Gamma, the first sorority entrant in buggy, I believe they started last year, so it's great to see them back this year, and hopefully they can be a traditional buggy contestant.
We're getting quite the crowd up here at the transition at the top of the first hill.
And, of course, as always, like to remind our buggy spectators to always be careful of buggies and trucks flying by. Tom is very passionate about buggy, and he doesn't care who that truck hits. He just wants to see his heat.
That's absolutely true. Get out of my way. We got buggies on the line right here. Looks like we got Kappa A with Ursula, driven, of course, by Peter Lynch, as we just heard.
Under 30 seconds, boys.
Signew A with King of Spades, Amanda Camps. Signew's buggies all look pretty much alike. They are large, they are black, and they are shiny. And the shininess is what sets them apart from every other black buggy on the course. Really nice finishes they come up with, those guys. They also enclose all their wheels.
10,
but they do have two
9,
to count.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, set!
And the gun, they're off. Signew A is being pushed by Laura Burakowski, and Cafe being pushed by Kristen Livesey. Looks like Signew is already off to a good lead. The Signew A pusher is very athletic looking, quite tall. And Kappa pusher also looks, they have nice tank tops they're pushing in. Signew coming up to the top of hill one just about now. Looks like about a 22. Over to Signew. Hill two is Charlotte Jennings. Signew A is King of Spades. King of Spades is quite an old buggy. Signew is going to have a very large lead. So why don't we talk about King of Spades? King of Spades, I'm not quite sure the year it was built, but I would guess it would be late 80s, early 90s. It's got, like I said, all the wheels enclosed, and it looks like a big torpedo. It's got a very short push bar, and I hear that's because one of its earliest race days, a beta pusher fell on the buggy and broke the push bar, and all the only push bar they had left in their buggy room was awfully short. But caught it a luck charm because King of Spades has been rolling for Signew for quite some time now. Across the second transition at the flag. 110 to the flag at the monument. She is cruising. Signew's been working really hard in the lines this year. They've been videotaping all year. And it's really paid off. They have some nice looking lines. Well-timed entry. Moderate apex. No skidding. No sliding whatsoever. Great line there from Signew. Coming up to Scaife and Window Zero. Time at Window Zero, 131. She has anticipated a good rollout here. Buggy has rolled up to her, maybe not at full speed, but we'll call it about 7-8 windows. Great rollout from Signew, some of the best buggies on the course, and they've been that way for a long time. Oftentimes, their men's A is, it looks like we have a spin in the chute. It looks like Kappa has spun in the chute. There are people on the scene. Signew A is now pushing on hill four. Their pusher is Jen Wig. The hill three was Vicky Vargo. I can't see the chute anymore, so I can't tell you what happened down there. If you have the feed from CMU TV, if you know what it looks like. Here we are at five. And the shove now at 2:15. The hill five for Signew is Natalie Freed. Having a buggy spin in the chute raises a lot of concerns. You're always concerned about the driver's safety first and foremost. If you're a pusher in the back hills, it can be quite a letdown to see your buggy spin because you've been pumped up all day, getting ready to push. Probably all year, as a matter of fact. Here's Signew at the line. 239, 248, 241, 242. Very competitive time. Women's this year is shaping up to be a really tight race. Looks like there's a lot of teams in the low 240s. And every year, women's can be wide open. And we'll have to see what the next couple buggies can do.
And that was a pretty good time there for Signew, as they will be probably second or third, depending on how the tenths and hundreds of seconds play out here. But we could not see on the feed the spin out, so I don't know exactly what happened there, Tom, if you have any more insight for us.
Honestly, I was looking at the rollout for Signew. Yeah. Signew's got great-looking buggies. And if I hear anything from sweepstakes here, it looks like we're going down.
Okay, so, you know, give us the report on the scene as you get there.
Absolutely.
We'll monitor the drop test over here for Signew. Signew's queen of the hill time, 22.76, so not quite enough to put them into first place, but it is a solid second place for Signew on queen of the hill, as we've got three races to go, and SDCA still remains the queen of the hill leader at this time. So we will look to the drop test, and we'll wait to hear from Tom at the scene of the accident. drop test begins.